Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This morning we're talking about Hanover Fairs and the three floor covering shows that are sponsored by Deutsche Messe and the people of Hanover. With us, Suzanne Klaproth. She's director at Deutsche Messe. And Rita Domermuth. She's director of international events at Hanover Fairs USA. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, a company that perhaps has been entertaining the idea of exporting, especially to Europe, or really any of the other parts of the world where you have shows, you do offer services to these people to come over, see what the show is all about, look around, see what would be involved in getting involved in a show, whether through the AFA or on their own. There's both of those opportunities. What is available to a potential exhibitor through the organization?
Well, there are fair packages that are very reasonable in cost. They can range from 15 to 20 square meters in size and quite affordable. Of course, it is a little bit expensive initially because you also have the travel expense, you have your hotel costs. But we think that a company can certainly budget between $5,000 and $10,000 for all of those things and have a very valuable direct experience in this market, and we're certainly available to assist for companies not involved in, let's say, the carpet industry, let's say wood floors or parquet floors. They can talk to the National Wood Flooring Association, which also has maintained a pavilion now for several years, and there are other groups as well that are active. So definitely, I would suggest talk to your particular industry association and let them know you're interested, and perhaps then we can work with them to develop a program for that particular group.
If I'm not mistaken, the NWFA has had exhibitors in their stand which weren't basically in the wood flooring business. A software provider, I think, exhibitor.
Yes, they did, actually. It was a software provider that offered programs on to wood flooring people to increase the efficiency of their operations. And I think that they have wandered around the show. They've been in a number of different locations. But I think what you're raising is a very interesting point. It's not just the attendees that are interesting to our companies from the U.S., but it's also the other exhibitors. And once you are exhibiting, you have access to everyone on the show floor, and the show is 4 days, so you can cover a lot of ground and talk to a lot of people, make a lot of really valuable connections.
Well, and as you mentioned, this is a huge show. It takes up a lot of turf, and you almost need 4 days to even begin to appreciate how large the show is. Just one more point: if there's a potential exhibitor who wants to go over and see the show for the first time, you'll work with them in terms of their, you know, making reservations and give them a tour of the show and so on.
Yeah, sure. I will be very happy to talk to them about the different choices they have. And I can explain and walk them through the information that's available. We have a website, domotex.de. I would encourage anyone who's interested to visit that site, and they can then call me, and I'll walk them through. You know, I know websites sometimes, especially show websites, are complex, and there are a lot of different places to go, and I often talk to someone on the phone, and I'll, you know, actually guide them step by step through the process.
Well, for somebody in this industry who has never been to the show before, I mean, it's so different and it's so huge that you almost need somebody to take you by the hand to, you know, just to see all the moving parts, because there's so many.
And I think I don't want to neglect the visitors. Anyone coming to just visit Domotex, and I'm saying just, but what I'm really excited about is people who do make that trip over, because they do have that chance, and we help them just the same as we do exhibitors.
Well, that's another thing. It seems to me that now more and more U.S. Distributors and retailers, large and small, are exporting goods themselves, not only from Europe but from China and other places. I suspect you're seeing more and more visitors at the show that come from the U.S. every year.
Yes, we have an increase in visitors from the US, and we would like to encourage those who haven't been there before to come to join us, to have a look, to get an impression, as Rita has explained. We'd be very happy to assist you in any kind we can. So, and you will be amazed about the variety and about, you've mentioned it before, about the size of the quality and of the product range we have.
Now, just so everybody understands, the show is in Europe, but your exhibitors come from all over the world, and you've got a contingent of Chinese people there, Chinese exhibitors. I can't tell you how many, but it's quite large.
Yes, we have exhibitors from all over the world, and as you've mentioned before, it's, for example, they come from Belgium, from the Netherlands, from the carpet industry in Europe, they come from Japan, they come from, of course, India and China as well, but from all over the world, from South Africa as well as from Southern America. So we are very, very proud to welcome the world in Hanover.
Now, give us the dates and all the important information people ought to know if they want to start making reservations and et cetera. When's the date? The date for this.
Yes, it's the right time to start with the planning, because Domotec starts on the 12th of January until the 15th of January. And to make any reservations or to help with the preparations, we would be pleased to assist him. And I would also mention that the other events taking place, Domotec in Shanghai and Dubai, will be at the end of March and in the middle of May.
Well, tell us about those. I wanted to get to those, and let me ask you about Shanghai first. That's a show that's relatively new, at least as compared with Hanover. Tell us how many years you've been doing that and the kind of growth you've experienced.
Yes, Domotec Asia-China floor, we started 6 years ago, and it's a tremendous growing in terms of exhibitors and visitor side and also space. But compared to Domotec Hanover, it's about half of the size. So, and the focus for Domotec Asia is clearly hardwood flooring, parquet and laminate. And we have about 85% of all our exhibitors of Domotec Asia are Chinese companies. So it's a huge trade fair, the most important trade fair in Asia for floor coverings, but focusing on the Chinese market and the countries around, like Japan, Malaysia, and so on.
And the show in Shanghai then is one that people listening would consider, if not exhibiting, at least attending.
Yes, in fact, we have probably a larger number of U.S. companies attending the show, interestingly enough, because they do business in Asia. And they're often looking for Chinese partners. And you know, what we suggest is that a company look at this as a long-term investment. Go visit, make the contacts that you need, and then begin establishing your, let's say, representatives or your partners in China. And that's probably the best way to really plan your future presence in that market. And then eventually that will lead to exhibiting. So we do think a step-by-step approach is very important there.
I can remember years back, and this was quite a number of years back, I think a lot of U.S. Carpet companies at that point had a reputation for coming in and going out. When the dollar was weak, they would go over there. When it wasn't, they would draw back. I suspect any of these foreign shows, one has to pretty much make a commitment. Once they decide they want to do serious business in whatever region of the country, they really need to make a commitment to do it over a long period of time.
Yeah, I totally agree. These arrangements, these business relationships aren't set up overnight. They do take some time. And another very valuable resource for U.S. companies looking into this would definitely be their respective industry association, whether it's the AFA or the National Wood Flooring Association, because they can assist them with those relationships. They are in that market. They do visit. They open doors. And those kinds of formalities are extremely important in other parts of the world. So definitely, I would say, go to your respective industry association as a resource and let them know you need their help. The U.S. Commerce Department is also extremely helpful in the various consulates around the world. They have people that are tasked with assisting U.S. companies to be successful in those markets.
Suzanne, let me ask you about the Dubai show, too. That's even newer than the one in Shanghai. How many years have you been doing that, and what sort of success have you seen there?
Yeah, that's true. We started 2 years ago. The first event took place in May 2006. And to be honest, it was for us as a company, Deutsche Messe, the very first trade fair which we organized in the Middle East. So it was also for us personally a very new, exciting experience. And we're very happy. And I would like also to thank all our exhibitors because they showed so much confidence in the Domotex Middle East that they took part right from the beginning and said, okay, it's a Domotex brand. And it's a very interesting region because who has ever been to Dubai before has seen this construction boom going on. There is an interesting market, a huge potential either for the commercial market as well as for the residential market. So that right from the beginning, we were the fastest selling show in Dubai ever. So this was a real success for us. And we started with about 250 exhibitors and we would like to increase it step by step. For the next year, we expect about 280 exhibitors.
Where's the next show? Antarctica, or where do you go next?
I think our target is to make very good platforms for the industry. Now we have Domotex, we have Shanghai, we have Dubai, which is fine. And of course, never say no, but we have to research the market to see whether there's any interest in growing market for the future. But right now, there are no further plans.
Well, it seems like you've covered it pretty well to me. Let me run down in closing the dates of the show, starting with the Hanover show.
Yes, Domotex takes place from the 12th to the 15th of January, so very soon. We continue with Domotex Asia in Shanghai from the 11th to the 13th of March. And then in the middle of May, 25th to the 27th of May, we will be in Dubai with the Domotex Middle East.
And give us again, if you would, somebody wants to learn more about the shows, make reservations, look into exhibiting or just attending. Where can they get some more information?
Well, probably the best place to start is in the U.S., since we are the representative for Domotex and other events that take place in Hanover. We do have a website, which is www.hfusa.com. There you will find all the information on the various shows, including Domotex. Plus, we have information on hotel reservations. So I would recommend go there first. They'll also find our contact information there, so they can reach me through that website. And the second one, I think even more importantly, is really to look at the Domotex website, which is www.domotex.de. DE for Deutschland. It will come up in English. And all the show statistics, all the information that we discussed can be found there, not just on Hanover, but also on the other two events.
And as you mentioned, you are based here in the United States. You're in New Jersey, so it's, you know, you're domestic.
Yes, we are. We're here. We have an office in Princeton, New Jersey. We also have an office in Long Beach, California. So either way, the information will be on the internet. So go to our website and they can call us either place. Well,
ladies, I'm so pleased that I found you here at this show. We're at the AFA show, the Floor Tech show. And good luck on the upcoming shows. It sounds like you are busy ladies.
Thank you for taking the time and all the best. Thank you.
Yes, and thanks for all the support of the U.S. companies. We love to have you there.
We've been talking with Suzanne Klaproth. She is with Deutsche Messe. And Rita Domermuth, she's with Hanover Fairs USA. This is Floor Radio.